This is GQDN for Wednesday, May the 10th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox news. We have a little bit of Nintendo news. And a lot of different games. But today, we begin with Eurogamer.net. And it says that Ubisoft is doing some layoffs, including the UK customer relations in Newcastle. So, here's what a spokesperson did say from Ubisoft. Quote, Ubisoft's customer relations center team is evolving its organization to focus on where we can have significant impact. We're remaining steadfast in our commitment to consistently support our players anywhere in the world. We estimate that due to organizational changes, 60 team members from our offices in Cary, North Carolina in the US and Newcastle in the UK could be impacted. So layoffs are happening. I'm going to put in a little bit of esports here because according to the esportsinsider.com, there's a drug case against Bryn Esports CEO Bernard Chong. Well, at least there was, because the Court of Appeals in the Manila, Philippines did dismiss the drug smuggling case against Mr. Chong, which is the CEO of Philippine Esports organization called Bryn Esports. And it was because there was no probable cause to indict Chong, and there will be no further legal action that would be taken against him. But that did reverse the initial rulings of the Manila Regional Trial Court. But, and a little bit different news as well, RockPaperShotgun.com did say that Hollow Knight has been delayed. So, the Xbox Showcase did show the game there last summer, and it would show up essentially in the first half of 2023. But what Team Cherry's marketing representative, Matt Griffin, did say on Twitter, said, quote, we have planned to release in the first half of 2023, but development is still continuing. We're excited by how the game is shaping up, and it's gotten quite big. So we want to take the time to make the game as good as we can. Expect more details from us once we get closer to the release. So that's still in development. But DualShockers did say that the Overwatch 2 community is indeed divided. And basically that's from the most recent gameplay mode called Star Watch. And they're basically divided by the health bars. And while the team has been working on that, what they have not been doing was listening to the players, because people are getting frustrated with Blizzard because they're just not listening to the players, if that makes any sense. But yeah, if you don't listen to the people, then the people will get mad at you, essentially. But that does happen. And by the way, this is indeed the Race to World First time. And according to Wowhead.com, the first mythic boss is down. And that was done by the Nerd Crew. So they did give some a big picture as to who is equipped with what, and the different tanks and healers, with how the healers are equipped, all the trinkets and the class talents and the spec talents, and who's on a tier 29 and who could have been tier 30. So yep, it is on right now, and you can go watch it up on Twitch and probably on YouTube there as well. But a little bit more of esports coming from .esports.com. The MSI 2023 did have some very fast runs to it, and that's in the International League of Legends. So some of the European League of Legends were given a little bit of hope by Mad Lion, and that was the third day of the 2023 mid-season invitational, and Mad, basically a Mad loss, just dominated T1 win, because at LOL Esports it'd say just straight up domination. And that's on Twitter. And they showed a picture of what happened. It took 16 minutes and 50 seconds. Pretty quick. In fact, further on that Twitter feed, owner steals the Baron. So, yeah. Quite a bit of domination going on there. But that's not the only thing that's going on. Still on .esports.com. CSGO teams have agreed not to use one game feature on Blast. So, the teams that are participating in Blast.tv Paris did make a gentleman's agreement, and they will stop using player skins during the tournament. So, there's a tweet by Goomba and ApexXJL from Goomba. Are you not allowed to use agents in pro play? And what Apex did say, you are, but it's an agreement between players to not use it. So this is more about respect between the teams. So we'll see if they keep that up. Now we go to Eurogamer because FIFA 23 is coming to Xbox. And since that's launching in about 6 days, the FIFA 23 EA Play coming to Xbox did sell out the lifetime sales after about 6 months of coming out. So their fourth quarter revenue of the franchise did go up 31%, and that's year over year. So they're doing pretty well on that game. But since FIFA did separate from EA, the EA Sports FC will be up later this year. And they said that they will reveal more about that game in July. But if you want soccer, well, FIFA 23 does come on Xbox. Now we get to more Xbox games, because apparently Redfall did have a pretty strong start. And while the launch was quite bad, there was still a lot of people trying to play it. In fact, that was the second biggest Xbox game launched in 2023, which is starting behind only Atomic Heart. So far as the week ending May 7th, the third biggest game on Xbox system is indeed Redfall. And right now it's behind Fortnite and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Fortnite is first and Call of Duty is second. So indeed there's that. Now, Capcom did record quite the year of sales. So here's what Nintendo Life did say. And talking about the fiscal year over year, because the new titles did contribute about 12.4 million, which is roughly about 30%. And the remaining 23.3 million was made up by catalog titles, which is basically out of Japan, or the overseas units are out of Japan. And I did actually hit the mic, I'm sorry. But looking at the numbers, the overseas units are at 24,350. units, and Japan's units was at 5,750. And some of the major titles were more Resident Evil 3 and Monster Hunter Rise. Resident Evil Village, I'm looking at 2021. No, I need to look at Monster Hunter Rise, Sunbreak, and Resident Evil 4 Remake. And what's in the catalog is Monster Hunter Rise, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, Devil May Cry 5, Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 7, Biohazard. So essentially it was 30,000 back in 2021, but it's up to 41,700 of the total unit sales, which the overseas units are at 33,500 and Japan is at 8,200. The difference between this year and last year was 9,100. Grant, the physical units were down 3,600, but the digital units were at 12,700 as a difference. So it went up 12,000, or almost 13,000 on the digital side, but down almost 4,000, while every other thing was up. Every other category was up. Now we get to some Star Wars, and Jedi Survivor does have a bit of a warning. Once again, from Eurogamer. And basically, it's a warning for people who try to bypass the story element. Now, EA did say that speedrunning communities that do share in tricks and glitches could sometimes see in the entire area skipped. And that's because someone managed to crouch next to that specific bit of wall while holding one specific sword in their left hand. And EA was aware of that. And they did implement an in-game message that triggers if a player reaches that area, it's in theory reachable at that point in the game. So what the warning is will be put up as, quote, an expected error. For the quote, you seem to have bypassed certain story element. Many encounters issue. But indeed, we will see what happened. Now we go to IGN, and Metroid Prime did sell 1 million units. That's the remastered and Pokemon in Splatoon 3 did also hit other milestones. So, the Nintendo Switch. Oh, and they did put that up. So, in the financial report, Metro Prime did sell 1.09 million units since its launch on February 8th. Splatoon 3 did sell more than 10 million units, and Scarlet and Violet did pass the 20 million unit milestone. So, indeed, all very interesting numbers. And those numbers will tend to go up to all those who currently have a Nintendo. Now, Splatoon 3 still didn't hit the top 10 because it came into 14th place on the list of the best-selling first-party titles. Metroid Prime currently sits at 22nd place, but that is only part of the million sold club, which only 23 first-party Switch games are a part of. So, guess it's got a long way to go. But on NintendoEverything.com, the Nintendo president did say that it'll be hard to keep up the momentum for the sales. So, here's what Shintaro Furuka, whatever names, I do apologize for that. This is what he said, quote, "Sustaining the Switch sales momentum will be difficult on its seventh year. Our goal of selling 15 million units in the fiscal year is a bit of a stretch. But we still do our best to bolster demanding ongoing the holiday season so that we can achieve the goal." So what could be happening in the holiday? We'll see. Now we go to GamesHub.com. Did say that Hinokai Star Rail is getting really big, because right now they're at 20 million downloads globally, and that's upon the day of its release. So this is a turn-based system, which hits a sci-fi theme. So, if you like turn-based games, which some of them are good, you can go check it out. There's another game called Horizon Forbidden West. So, according to Eurogamer, the franchise did hit 32.7 million units in sales. So what John Bart Van Beek did say, quote, "All told, it's a milestone we have never imagined possible 20 years ago when we first started making games." So yeah, it's doing really good, especially since it launched February of 2020. So it's over, a little over a year old now. But Alloy is really good there. Now, Call of Duty. And Eurogamer did say that fans criticized the DMZ's pay-to-win bundle. So they did criticize Activision for the new released pay-to-win bundle. In fact, there's some Reddit posts from DMZ. One that says clowning around and shows a clown putting his makeup on. And some of the quotes in there says, "Let's see a player skin that includes an operator slot. Let's sell a player skin that includes a medium backpack. Let's sell a player skin that includes a two-plate vest. Let's sell a player skin that includes a UAV." In fact, at Stoish TV did say, quote, "This is one of the worst. Three-man teams will pay for this. Wait 60 seconds. Guaranteed team wipe on any squad in the area. They're going to ruin this mode. Just make it so you can pay the amount of COD points to instantly get your insured guns back, not this trash." Further quote, "What's more concerning is they probably won't kick backtrack on this even broken because people have paid for it. We're just going to have to see how broken it is. They haven't addressed six-man pre-made teams. Can't wait for six UAV in a row on Ashika." Now, Street Fighter 6 will be in open beta. That's what Capcom did announce via BlueNews.com. And here's what they said. "Street Fighter 6 is to be released on Friday, June 2nd, 2023. But we know you simply cannot wait. Because so many people sent a request in recent closed beta test, we will now carry out an open beta, allowing more and more fans to try things out. The open beta will feature the same content as the closed beta test concluded in December 2022. The release version will be further adjusted and will feature updated character balance, etc. We ask for your understanding. The open beta will be May 19th through May 21st. So it starts in 9 days. Now we go to Spider-Verse 2, and it will have some Legos to it. So if you do watch Spider-Verse 2 and you like Legos, Well, Miles Morales and Gwen Stacy will be having some Legos to it. In fact, GamesRadar.com did talk to Fandango, and Johnson and Jake Johnson did share, quote, "Everything in this movie, the animation is so wild. It's pushing so many boundaries that at times I'm like, what are they doing now? Like, Lego World was really neat. Remember where it jumps into Lego universe for a little bit? And I'm like, man, what is happening? There's too much. You've got to see it. There's too much to pick a favorite." So this apparently will be happening. Oh, and while that's going on, according to GameSpot.com, you can get a Spider-Man Whopper at Burger King. So that includes the Spider-Man glass and a red burger bun. And that will be coming to BK stores starting May 15th. So yeah, you can do that if you want. Or you can, if you have a PlayStation, you can take a look at your PlayStation Premium, because the game catalog is going to have a big influx of games. Eurogamer.net did report this, and some of the bigger games are Watch Dogs Legion, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition, Evil Within 2, PlayStation Premium will have Siphon Filter, Blade Dancer, Pursuit Force, and Ghostbusters, the video game remastered. Thinking of mustard, maybe? I don't know. But there's a lot of different games, a lot of different things there. So go check out your PlayStation if you got a PlayStation. Indeed, indeed. But that is it. I am done. That's 2 days worth, if not 3 days worth of shows. A lot of different news here, which you can all find at thegroupquest.com. All the different shows are there. And you can find us all at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Thank you.